This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Madeline Brand in California, where Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger announced there is finally a budget deal.
This is not an easy budget. It's a tough budget, but it is a necessary budget. The day California commits itself to a government that is sustainable and that puts the people above the special interests.
State lawmakers stayed up all night and worked all day to try to bring California out of its deep financial hole. They mostly went along with recommendations from their party leaders, but the state assembly rejected two of the most contentious measures. One would have allowed oil drilling off the California coast for the first time in decades. The other would have taken about $1 billion in transportation funding from local governments. Still, this budget is hard on California's cities. Antonio Villaraigosa is mayor of the state's largest, Los Angeles. I spoke with him earlier today about the money the state is taking from his budget.
They're taking about $261 million from the city of Los Angeles in the first year, $337 million over 2 years. This number is absolutely unacceptable when you think of that we already have had to balance about a $540 million deficit here in the city of Los Angeles. And now we'll have to go back to the drawing board and make even further cuts, more drastic and draconian cuts. So while part of it is a borrow, most of it will be a taking. In fact, highway robbery.
What about help from the federal government? The federal government has said no to a general bailout of California. But what about stimulus money? Are you angling for some more stimulus money to reach Los Angeles?
Well, we've been very aggressive at trying to access President Obama's stimulus money. I can tell you that what this does as well is kind of cut at the kneecap the federal effort to invest in cities and metropolitan areas, because money that would have been in addition to state money will now be replacing state money. And so we end up at a zero-sum game instead of what it intended, and that was to be in addition to.
Mayor, in your view, what are the fundamental changes you think are necessary to prevent this kind of budget crisis from happening again in California?
I think the system is fundamentally flawed and broken, and it's broken on the right and the left. Term limits is broken. 6 years is just too strict. It doesn't allow for the talent to mature and for leadership to really get the kind of experience they need to lead a state this large and this complex. And I think we need to address our tax structure currently. It relies too much on the upper income and doesn't do enough to have a steady income through the ups and downs of the economy. I think we need to address the two-thirds vote was probably the most important. Think about this. It takes two-thirds vote to pass a budget, but a majority vote to deny a whole group the fundamental right to liberty and happiness, the right to marry. I mean, there's just so many things wrong structurally with government, and that's why it's not working. And it's in a literal meltdown as we speak.
So, constitutional convention, redraw the Constitution?
Oh, I support a constitutional convention. If we want to fix what's wrong, it's not just shifting the chairs on a sinking ship. It's deeper than that. And we're going to have to change structural things if we're going to really get the change that we need and want in California.
Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa, thank you very much.
Thank you, Madeline.